A 27-year-old man recovering from drug addiction will graduate from the Community College of Vermont on Saturday, but he originally entered college for all the wrong reasons. VPR's Charlotte Albright has his turnaround story.
By the time he was an 11-year-old in Hartford Middle School, Wayne Miller was grieving the loss of his family. His father had fled, his younger sisters were placed in foster care, but he stayed behind and cared for his depressed mother.
Of course, she went into a deeper depression. I tried to make sure she would take her medication, wake up to eat, that kind of stuff. And so I pretty much stopped performing in school altogether.
He repeated sixth grade. By the time he was 15, he was abusing alcohol and pot. Soon, he started popping prescription pills he found in his mother's medicine cabinet and at friends' houses. He had an overdose in school and dropped out. To support his habit, he became a drug dealer in the Upper Valley. Then about 3 years ago, he hatched another money-making scheme, enroll in the Community College of Vermont, but not to get an education.
The original reason I went there actually was because I knew a couple people that were going to school there and they were telling me about financial aid. And so I wanted to get that money and buy drugs and make a profit. So I had no intentions of staying there beyond the first semester or paying the money back or anything like that.
His advisor suggested he take a substance abuse prevention course. He knew a lot about drugs, so he figured he'd ace it. He wrote a paper about attending his first 12-step meeting and got an A. Problem was, the whole paper was a lie.
And my teacher had written like these nice comments of, I'm glad you had that experience. And because I ended the paper by saying that I accepted that I was an addict, and I spoke up in the meeting and said that, and that didn't happen. I didn't say anything. I didn't go. So after, I felt guilty.
So I'm like, okay, Wayne, can you do it?
That's his CCV teacher, Sarah DeGennaro. After Miller confessed the fake paper, she asked a key question.
Can you actually fulfill the obligation of the class, and what can you learn from it? And so I don't know. I think that he's told me that that was kind of a turnaround point for him.
Miller did go to a meeting and wrote a truthful paper about it. He now works at Turning Point Center in Wilder, where his recovery began. It hosts social activities as well as 12-step meetings. As a substance abuse counselor, Miller delivers a realistic message that kicking drugs cannot guarantee happiness all the time.
But some days I still feel like crap, and I just try to do the next right thing to better myself.
On Saturday, that next right thing will be to receive his associate's degree from the Community College of Vermont. His teachers, girlfriend, mother, grandparents, aunt, and father will cheer him on as he receives the Student Award for Service Learning. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.